This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, recently I had an awkward gift give-back situation. I gave my cousin a sweater for Christmas this year that apparently didn't work out for her since it was in a bag of clothes she cleaned out of her closet and gave to me this weekend. The sweater still had the tags on it, and being the receipt hoarder that I am, I returned the sweater for store credit. While I believe she intended to get rid of the sweater, I don't think she realized she gave me back my gift. I think she would be mortified if she realized this. I'm inclined to keep the store credit in order to avoid the awkwardness of calling out her mistake, and also because my feelings are a little hurt, which is silly because I have received gifts that I can't wait to cycle out. However, keeping the store credit doesn't quite feel right since this was intended to be a gift. What is a tactful way to give my cousin the store credit?
This is so much fun. It's a bit of a new twist on an awkward situation because there is this added benefit, this added bonus.
Right?
That you've got that receipt in hand and the store credit is right there. It's so available to you. And it's definitely a situation where I appreciate your internal compass.
Yeah.
Trying to hold you accountable. We oftentimes encourage people to listen to that little discretionary voice that pops up, and I can hear that little discretionary voice popping up in your mind.
I love that she identifies that she's received gifts that she couldn't wait to cycle out. And I think it really puts a lot of perspective on the situation that she's admitted she feels a little bit hurt, but at the same time, she totally knows how this could happen. This does happen. Sometimes you just don't hit the mark and the person isn't going to go and return it or anything. But I like the fact that she's recognizing how this situation might have come about, and she doesn't seem to be too offended, even though she's a little miffed, a little.
It's pretty clear that this isn't intentional.
Yeah, I feel like that.
And I agree that this cousin would probably be mortified.
Yeah.
If they realized that they had done this, that most of us want to receive a gift well, and
right.
giving someone else the credit of assuming that they would want to receive a gift well, and that they would feel awkward if they knew that they had communicated that it hadn't been received quite as well as they would have hoped.
One of the things that pops into my mind is that the cousin had every chance to go and exchange this. Like, that was something that she totally could have done. And instead, you know, she's even folding up the sweater. I'm guessing she noticed there were tags on it, you know? And clearly she'd forgotten the part about who had given it to her. But I do think that she never took it upon herself to do so. You know, she never took it upon herself to claim that store credit, get the gift that she really wanted, and say thank you for it.
Because of that, I think we can drive to the advice and say, Yahtzee, you're in good shape here. Sometimes we're lucky. We find money on the street, lottery ticket scratches off, and guess what? You're a winner. And this is one of those cases where I think you get a little bonus here, and you get to feel good about being a good friend, about being a good gift giver, about not pointing out your cousin's mistake or error in this situation. Sometimes the best etiquette is to let something slide. There is something a little classy about that.
Totally.
At certain times. Usually the classy nature of letting something slide comes when you take a bit of a hit yourself in some way. And in this case, you're kind of taking that hit on your emotional side, but in the material world, you might gain a little benefit or advantage.
I was gonna say.
So I say enjoy that material benefit and advantage. It's going to come along with taking that emotional hit. And it is the classy choice, and it's good for your relationship.
And I say, moving forward to next year, give her a gift with the gift receipt and let her know when you give her the gift that if it isn't quite right, you know, if the style or the fit's a little off, you'd be happy to have her return and exchange it for something that does work. Do that encouragement. That way she feels like she has the permission to go and get something next time. We really hope that advice helps you out and that you enjoy your store credit and get something truly awesome.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.